Welcome to the cinematic world of movies.
Any questions?
Welcome to your cinematic world of movies, your cinematic world of wonders. Apologies for why we're starting right now. It is due to unforeseen circumstances, but we are here. And thank you for joining us this Sunday as we talk movies. My name is Focus, the Batman.
I am unforeseen circumstances. My name is Bluetooth, the man with no name. And very, very quickly, I'd like to state that this might be the shortest episode of the movie that you might actually be tuning into. So savor every moment of it. The 25 minutes that will be here with you, savor each and every passing minute, because you will be enjoying today's show.
You will be enjoying today's show. And without wasting any time at all, let's jump into the movies that dropped this week. Remember Hunger Games, the one with Jennifer Lawrence back in the day? Well, there's a prequel to it called The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbird and Snake.
Huh. Why they gather plenty name like
as
that?
As in man? A very long time, so you didn't just fool my page. Anyway, it is about how the Hunger Games was created and all the bobo-tibo around it.
So it's a documentary?
It's a movie.
It's a documentary?
It's a film, it's a prequel. It's about who designed the Hunger Games before it became a sport and all that, before rich people, they keep poor people and all that.
Okay.
So, yeah. Another movie that dropped this week, we have the Eli Roth Thanksgiving. And then, for those of you who like animated movies, if you remember Trolls and then Trolls World Tour, now there is a new one called Trolls Band Together. And yes, Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick are still in this one.
Okay, and they are going to sing too.
Oh, now singing things, now down, now normal. And Taika Waititi comes with Michael Fassbender in this movie called Next Goal Wins. And talking about Taika Waititi, we'll get back to some news about him soon. An Hollywood movie with a lot of cast in it. This one is called Egun. It has Gideon Okeke in it and Omomi Dada and Adejimeji.
Adejimeji.
The guy in Jagu Jagu is in... that likes to cry like this. I forgot.
Well, check it out. Shah is out, so you can check him out as he's crying too.
Loaded with new releases this week, we have a movie called Dashing Through the Snow with Ludacris and Lee Ray Hallory in it. It dropped this weekend. And then two episodes of the movie or TV movie that stars Kurt Russell and his son, Wyatt Russell, playing the same character. It's called Monarch Legacy.
I have watched Monsters. Episode 1 and 2.
I haven't started any
now,
yet.
Now, see how crazy this is. Yeah, somebody hit us up on Twitter saying that he can't believe that they did bad PR with the movie, given the fact that they later let people know that, this is this guy's... Say his stepson, Abi.
No, it's his son.
It's his son.
So they should have Golden Hall.
So they should have used that as part of the promo for the movie.
But that isn't what the movie is about, and it's not going to push the movie in any way. The movie is about the organization and how they deal with the monsters and having Wyatt Russell, having Wyatt Russell and Kurt Russell as the pitch to say, this is the younger version. This father and son are playing the same character. It's not really anything fresh or big or new to push the movie, the series forward.
Well, actually, Shao, but me, I just, well, now saying who knows, Shao. But I felt it was something. I was of the same opinion as the person who tagged us on Twitter, though.
I still don't understand how that would have helped.
Wyatt Russell playing a younger version of Kurt Russell. How about that's promo now, guy?
What?
It's like saying Denzel's son is playing a younger version of Denzel in a movie. Wouldn't you want to see like the performance?
But that's the thing now. It's not, it won't push anything. Other this thing, I've done it now. I think Kiefer Sutherland has done a movie with his father playing the same character. And I think Tom Hanks too has played the same character with has played the character with his son, Colin Hanks. Not be anything new, so I don't think it was going to be a big promotion.
It's my own opinion. Allow my opinion to pin. Anyways, we are seeing guys joining us here. You are saying the boys are here. George, all the way from Kuba. Thank you. We can see your message. And you say, good evening, all. I am already here, patiently waiting. My phone are fixed. My speakers are ready on my side. And I'm set to kick it ready. And I've started with you guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Emeka from NNPC Towers. Thank you very much.
And moving on to some more movies that dropped this week. We have a documentary called Maxine's Baby. It's a Tyler Perry story. It's a documentary on Tyler Perry's life and how he dealt with hustle and with his mom. So that's
growing
why
it's
called
everything.
Maxine's Baby. And then we have a movie which I like the trailer. Like, I really like the trailer for it, but I started watching it. I'm like 10 minutes in and I'm like, okay, is this what I'm going to be dealing with in the next 1 hour, 30 minutes? But anyway, it's called Please Don't Destroy the Treasure of Foggy Mountain.
Please don't destroy the treasure of... The name is long now. What's all this? Why is it? What is it with long movie titles these
days? About a treasure, an old treasure. I think how many 100 years ago treasure that was hidden by a particular person. And then he dropped clue on how to find it. And then three boys, while they were young, found the compass to lead them to the treasure. And then every other person started coming for the treasure too. Like, they were not, but it's a dark comedy. So it's not like serious. It's like dark. There's a part in the trailer where a lady punched a guy and then the guy punched her back. And she was like, you punched a lady? And then his friend was like, man, you know, so you're not supposed to punch a lady. And then she punched him too. And then he punched her back. Like, I just punched one woman in my life. So it's like that. So I want to see how they play with it. And then we have Rustin, a movie with Coleman Domingo in it.
But let's just continue.
And then we have Monodome with Jesse Eisenberg and Aiden Brody in it. So those are the things that dropped this week. So let's jump straight into the things that dropped last week. We have Michael Fassbender with David Fincher in this Netflix original called The Killers. And everybody's saying, please, we want a part two for The Killers. I'm yet to see it, though.
My brother, watch it. When you watch it, you'll be wondering, what do they want to do in part two? Mm. Personally, I just feel like The Killers is just leave it, eh? We have seen part one. They gave it a 7-point-something rating. Like, a lot of people have been talking about it, but I didn't really enjoy it per se. It was more of a...
Is a serial killer something?
Yeah, now. It's more like an exposure into the life of a serial killer who missed his mark. Basically, that was the story. But anyway, Sha, I don't know if you have seen The Killers. If you watched it, let's know your take on it. It's on Netflix.
Well, David Fincher hasn't been known to be making sequels, though. You know, from movies he did, like the Curious Case of Benjamin Burton to The Social Network and all that. But he says never say never in terms of things like this. Okay, another movie that dropped last week we spoke about is called Journey to Bethlehem. And then we have The Marvels, which right now, it's second week in the box office. It made $10.8 million, which makes it a big drop, 78% drop from...
You didn't say it well, which makes it a big flop. 78% flop. That's what you're supposed to say, guy.
No.
People are saying, oh, why is it that people are not watching the movie? This one, that one. You guys are hating when it's all women. But guess what? The demographic is showing that it's more men that are actually even watching the Marvels than women.
Yeah, but it's superhero movies now. So that it's men mostly that are watching it. Then we have Rumble Through the Dark with Aaron Eckhart in it. And then Madame Koi Koi Part 2. We have the Emma Stone series called The Curse. And then we had the finale for Loki last week. And then Nicolas Cage with Michael Cera comes in with Dream Scenario. So those are the things that dropped last week. If you are wondering why I'm talking with speed like this, is because we told you this is going to be the shortest episode. So we are just trying to run it as quickly as possible with every juicy detail about the cinematic universe that you need to know.
And talking about juicy details, we are having messages pouring in all the way from Nyanya Africa. Is saying, good evening, guys. You guys are doing a good, great job. Keep it up. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Keep with the messages. We like seeing you interact with us.
Okay, so some trailers dropped this week. And if you are following Popcorn and Reels on all social media platforms, you should see some of them. We had the trailer for Chicken Run 2. If you remember the 2000 Chicken Run, they are not doing, there's a sequel to it now. You remember they were trying to break out of a farm in Chicken Run,
which they actually did.
Now they are trying to break back into
the farm.
Into a farm. And I love Chicken Run so much and I can't wait to see this part 2 coming on Netflix. And then another trailer that dropped this week, we had the season 2 for the Marvel's What If. Yeah.
You know, I promised that I will not be watching trailers. I have still not seen any of these trailers.
That's the thing. This will not change anything. And then we have
a lot of things.
It will not. No, what if will not change anything? Because whether you see it or you don't see it, this thing is just out there. It's what if Star-Lord didn't follow the Ravagers, and then he went to Ego. You get what if T'Challa didn't become the Black Panther? It's all those kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so it's not really. It's just to see what the story will be like, and how they intend.
Okay, well, so for what if I actually watch the trailer now?
Yes, and then we have something that nobody, I'm pretty sure nobody on this earth said, I would like to see a movie like this, and it's called Madam Web.
How are you sure? See, you know, somebody actually pitched this to the studios to say, I would like to shoot a movie called Madam Web.
No. Let me tell you what happened. So, you know, when Sony bought the rights to Spider-Man,
yes,
they bought also other characters that are in the spectrum of the Spider-Man universe.
Yeah.
Exactly. And if they don't shoot a particular project, or if they don't do a particular Spider-Man related movie, the rights will automatically go back
to
Marvel.
The owners.
So that's the reason, if you notice, from let's say 1998 when they did Blade to X-Men to Fox X-Men, then Sony Spider-Man, you see how it was after 5 years after Sam Raimi's 2007 Spider-Man 3, they now rebooted the character of Spider-Man.
So that they would continue
with that, doing Venom. They continue with that, doing Kraven the Hunter right now, and they want to continue that with the Madam Web. Because if they don't continue, because now Spider-Man is already a character in the MCU, so it's not part of that thing they are doing. That if we are not releasing any Spider-Man movie, we go collect right. So they now have to because they are shooting Venom too, and they don't. It will take 2024, 2025 before Venom drops. So what do you use to cover the space of that Spider-Man distance? So that's why they're doing Madam Web. And to add to that point, Madam Web doesn't even have a comic strip. You know how you are saying, Bluetooth, you don't have your comic issue 1-7. Madam Web doesn't have that. She exists as a character inside the Spider-Man story. So
there's really no origin story. So basically, they are the ones that are now fleshing it up.
Wait, exactly. So that's why I'm saying a lot of people, nobody looked forward to this, man, who lie you, but yeah.
Well, you don't know whether there is some women activists that will be like, man, we have Spider-Man, is male. Let's have Madam Web. You know that all the webs are female spider, Black Widow.
And then finally, we have a horror movie trailer from Blumhouse that dropped called Imaginary. And it's about imaginary friends that are messing people off.
Well, this part will be very, very cool with Nigerians, because, you know, growing up, when you watch American movies or you watch American television and you see your children, be like, oh, my imaginary friend, I remember my mother cutting me one inch. The day when you go come this house, let me say you get imaginary friend. You and that imaginary friend go need there.
Oh God. Okay, so let's quickly go check out some cinematic movie news right now to know all the bugbo tigbo that is happening right there.
Big news in entertainment this week. Big news.
Starting off, we have Kenneth Gyang's cinema Patapata has secured the film and TV rights to Abubakar Adam Ibrahim's Dream and Assorted Nightmares. Now, the book is a collection of short stories set in a Nigerian town where a local man dies each time a leaf falls from a certain tree.
This is giving me the vibes of... Can you remember that Will Smith movie where something about words, 1,000 words?
No, that Eddie Murphy.
It's Eddie Murphy, yes. Giving me that vibe.
1,000 words. So, can I again say, these stories remind me of haunting bedtime stories in my hometown of Just Play 2. I feel connected to these characters, and that's what Kenneth Gyang is saying. And, it's something I'm looking forward to seeing, I won't lie. CJ Obasi's movie, Mami Wata, opens in the UK. It opens in UK cinemas today across 18 cities, 40 venues, and over 1,000 screenings. Now, Mami Wata, directed by CJ Obasi. The movie is also the West African folklore that is also the Nigerian selection for the 2024 Oscars.
Wow.
And then people are coming out to say, so Mami Wata, they go open for UK, but you didn't open Mami Wata in Nigeria.
Mami Wata actually opened in Nigeria, but there was news that it was sabotaged in Nigeria.
Was Mami Wata officially opened, or
explain.
It was screened in during festivals?
So it was screened during festivals. We had Thief, we had Sundance, yeah? It was screened, and then it had a cinematic run in Nigeria. But guess what? The showing times we show that this Mami Wata movie is showing, let's say, 12
and then you
p.m.
go.
Then you go and they will tell you, we had some technical issues, and that's how cinemas in Nigeria did not show it. So it was more of the producers and the filmmakers saying that the Nigerian market did not allow it open.
Mm. Sad. So sad.
So sad.
Okay, Chris Hemsworth and Marvel are in talks to make a Thor 5 movie with Taika Waititi not returning. I mean, he has done two Thor movies from Thor, Ragnarok, and Thor Love and Thunder.
I am hoping that if they are going to do this Thor 5, please, they should play down on the comedy.
That's even Chris Hemsworth has said it now.
They should play down on the comedy because they're not on Thor to kindergarten teacher. No, now, why? Ah, you pay me.
And talking about sequel, next on our news, we have Creed 4 is in the works and Michael B. Jordan is set to return to direct.
If I say this thing now, I will shock. Do you believe that I've seen or finished Creed 3?
Are you serious?
See, I started playing it and I slept off and I said, for me to sleep off in Creed, something is wrong. I just left it. I will go back later.
Well, I've seen all Creed movies and I think you should too. Now, Robert Kirkman says episode 4 and episode 8 of Invincible season 2 are more insane than anything that happened in season 1. Can you believe that?
So I am thinking the build up back to episode 4 with what happened in episode 3 is going to be ballistic. With what happened the end of episode 3.
He said, I mean, episode 4 is an insane huge episode, but episode 8 tops it.
Hey, Godday. Hey, anyway, Shao, is this all for movie news then? Because I have one small news.
Okay, you said the news. Before then, still talking about Invincible. Joshua from Kuba said, I just watched Invincible season 1. No, I love it. But it's not DC or Marvel Comics. So which universe? What if season 2? I saw the trailer. Can't wait. Season 1 was mad. It is not DC. It is not Marvel.
No.
Yeah. So I have
no news. What's the name of this thing?
Wait, let me even... I always forget Invincible.
The studios. Anyways, I said I am here with you guys to give the juices on movies. So please grab your pen and start writing down. Don't miss it, even for $1. Here we go. Thanksgiving. Next goal wins. Beyond the aggressive. Crows, Band Together, and Hunger Games. Okay, these are your movies for the week. He said all these movies are super interesting with a lot of suspense. Please make sure you guys have the best speakers or good Bluetooth headset. He said, please don't forget to put your popcorn while watching these cinematic movies. Finally, please, where is Chinatu? That's what Emeka is asking.
Yeah, he
sent him a message. So talking about my own news here, for the anime lovers, this concerns Jujutsu Kaisen season 2. Now, we had the strike in the Obodo Abroad for actors now. Well, as it stands, the animators for MAPPA Studios, they are really angry. They are like that. To be an animator in MAPPA Studios, you get not to see your family. You have a tight NDA where even your family members cannot know what you are working on.
Wow.
Then they talk about the time. That's their working hours. They talk about the benefits and their pay, and they say basically it's like slave trade. So some of them tweeted, they went on Reddit because most of them cannot. So they went on the dark web to post that they are leaving the office. Somebody even posted as far as saying, drop your key card in the parking lot when you are leaving, meaning that they are downing their tools. So right now, we are not sure if we are going to get next episode of the season 2 that is presently showing. And this happens to be the most important arc that builds the future arcs of Jujutsu Kaisen. So right now, the anime community is like, wow, for a series that has reached this pinnacle.
Yeah.
Right now, Jujutsu Kaisen is seen as the next One Piece. It's on the same pedestal right now. So for it to have this type of setback is really a big blow.
Oh, more.
Like, it's really... Like, when I heard it, I was like, hi, God, dude. After I've invested all my emotions.
I don't...
And the last episode that they showed...
Entertainment like this, and you're putting people in slave contracts and stuff. Come on now.
Well, a lot of people have talked about for animators and people who do special effects in movies,
yes,
that they don't have very good terms in terms of agreement.
Yes, there was one even with Marvel VFX personnel saying one or two things on how they are choking them with little time, and it's almost like slave contract as well.
Well, we hope that they sort it out because I cannot invest too much in motion. Like, my wife just finished Black Clover yesterday.
Wow.
She now woke me up and was like, has he finished? He cannot finish like this now. What's all this? We not even got into an argument like, who is Libe? Is he Asta's brother or is he Asta's dad or how are they related? Like crazy stuff. So if you haven't seen Black Clover, now is the time to get on it. It's 170
episodes. 170
episodes
it is. And on to our next cinematic news. Taika Waititi, Thor, Love and Thunder and Ragnarok and even Next Go Wins director said, none of us are going to be remembered in 50 years. how the hell are we expected to, are we, how, he said, how the hell are we to expect to be remembered? He said, no one knows the name of the guy who made Casablanca. I'm going to keep saying it. No one can tell me what his name is. Do you think nobody, like, most of us not be remembered in 50 years or like movie, he's talking about movie directors and movie makers.
So I don't think it's going to be as before. You know, right now, but movies sometimes.
I think it's going to be worse.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Let me explain why.
I'll explain my own too. Don't worry.
Okay, so the reason why I'm saying that is that sometimes before, like it's Zack Snyder now, when we had the Snyder Scott. Mm-hmm. Zack Snyder's name was put before the name of the movie itself.
Mm-hmm.
So people were looking forward to a Zack Snyder movie. People are looking forward to a Christopher Nolan. People are looking forward to who did Avatar?
James Cameron.
So it is a James Cameron movie, Avatar, The Way of the Water. So it's the name of the director before the film. Before it was the film, then the name of the director. So I don't think that they will be lost in time.
I see a sense in what he's saying, because if you see the way attention span of today is, back in the days when they make movies, you know a studio who made the movie, you know the actors attached to it, so it follows you. And because there was no any other form of entertainment than just regular TV and cinemas, people know those stuff. But now there's a lot of things. If they had 100 creators or 5 studios creating 100 movies as of the eras of 1920 all the way to like 1980, right now you have times 10 of that. There are independent studios, there are thousands of movies, there are millions of streaming platforms. So how do you think in 50 years you remember? Most of us cannot even remember some of the movies. Even the guy that did the platform in 2020, one of my best movies, I can't remember the name.
Okay, so here's the thing, yeah? You have to be one of the greats who is not just a movie director, but you become an institution.
So the guy like who did Casablanca is one of the greats in cinemas right now. Eh?
What's his name?
I think his name is Michael Curtis.
I haven't watched Casablanca.
But Casablanca is said to be the pinnacle of cinema.
When did
cinema.
It come out?
1969.
That's the problem now. Don't
How
you
is
understand?
The problem?
Now you are bringing movies of old. We are talking about movies now.
That's what he said. In 50 years, movies of now, in 50
will be
years.
Forgotten.
No, not
the directors.
The director. Ha. That's what Taika Waititi is saying. So
I don't think.
I think I get where he's coming from, but it did like this. Anyway, for those who don't know, 25 years ago, the Powerpuff Girls premiered, and the reason why it's in the news right now is because a reboot is in the works from the original creator himself, Craig McCracken.
So what do they want to add? Sugar, spice, and everything nice.
Oh, and maybe curry.
I'm there. Maybe no stress.
Tim Allen, the man who voiced Woody in the Toy Story franchise, says he would like Toy Story 5 to follow an adult Andy trying to find and reunite all his old toys for his child.
Why? Because he's okay for his child. I thought it was for himself. Because I know you say he's depressed. Because I don't know why you go and be looking for your child who does now. Like,
to
like
give
why
your child.
Is stressing us?
And the person who might like this news is not here, but we're still going to say it, as Bob Iger has confirmed that Frozen 4 is in the works.
Frozen. She is Frozen that they sang Let It Go.
Let It Go. That she do and just
let
it go.
Please,
I beg. And still, another thing that Chinatu would like, Harley Quinn has been renewed for a season 5 at...
Now I can now comfortably go and watch season 4. I haven't watched season 4.
Because
I was waiting for it to finish. So I can now comfortably go and watch season 4.
Okay, so a leaked info on the cinematic space as Steven Yeun is said to play Sentry in the MCU. And it was leaked by Robert Kirkman, the creator of Invincible, that says, he told me, I guess I only do superheroes that wear yellow and blue. Now, Invincible's costume is yellow and blue. Sentry's costume too.
Now, Sentry is under Marvel, yeah?
Marvel, yes.
Now,
he's said to be
somebody,
an equivalent of
somebody,
Superman.
Somebody tweeted this thing and I just started laughing and I just left it. He said, the boys, Homelander, can beat all Marvel superheroes. And I just laughed. I remember that Sentry is like the Superman of the Marvel. And I was just laughing. Sentry that decked basically the whole Avengers at a point.
Mm-hmm.
He was the Hulk that now decked him very, very well.
Yeah.
Yeah?
So yeah, Sentry was one who beat Hulk back to Bruce Banner.
Yes. And then he now was underwater. see, let's just leave matter. Anybody that is carrying some of these opinions, but sometimes just look at them like their brain is running on empty and their mouth is running on full. Let's leave this matter like that.
Pedro Pascal will officially star as Reed Richards in Fantastic Four. It is not in news. I was thinking I would hear.
I feel the dude will play Fantastic Reed Richards.
Pedro Pascal is fantastic as an actor, but as Reed Richards, he get as CBO. Now, listen to all the things he's doing. Now, Pedro Pascal right now he has involvement in Fantastic Four as Reed Richards. And then he's also working on his schedule for Gladiator 2, The Last of Us Season 2, and then another movie called The Weapon.
So you feel he's overwhelmed?
There's so much on his plate.
My brother, sometimes he go, good, may your plate full. May everybody know say you dey work. Time don't they reach more for Claire come up for studio.
And for those who love Shadow and Bones, it has been cancelled on Netflix after 2 seasons.
I was watching season 2, and when I reached episode 3, I told myself that we cancel this thing. And that is what happened.
And people are paying because it's one of the most loved shows. And finally, on our movie, Jeez, we have Young Sheldon will end after 7 seasons. So it will end on May 16, 2024.
For the anime lovers, Josh here says, Undead Unlock, definitely something to watch. I'm going to watch the next episode now. Why can't I die? Not to show about the name though. He said, why can't I die? Okay, he said, so Jujutsu Kaisen, the strike, what's going to happen? Please, they should stop. Oh, let them complete the episodes, please. That's what Josh says. Well, this brings us to the end of the show today. We want to thank you for being a part of the show. For you who sent us messages, like we keep saying, follow us on all social media platforms. We post most of these gifs that we are talking about there. Oh, just like you who is still sending me a message here. Victor, you say K-dramas.
Yeah, Victor, the K-drama guy. Just watch Invincible Season 1. So great. And Blue Eye Samurai. Or more, if not live action movie, you see Princess Akemi for Collect Tire.
Well, here we are collecting market tire. Let's go. Catch you guys next week.
We have go.
Now that's entertainment.